You say, why is this important? Well, here's why it's important, because, well, first off, all of the Bible's important, but here's the thing. One of the things I've heard, because what I'm saying is that it's not always best to be more hardcore, and I'm not standing in judgment against any church. Every church is making their decisions. That's fine. But one of the big things I've heard people say is, well, if you're not willing to stand right now, you're not going to stand during the end times. Oh, actually, during the end times, you're supposed to be wise as serpents, the Bible says. Look, if they're going to arrest you, you know what you do? You don't just stand there and say, well, I'm ready to be arrested and killed. Actually, you try to escape so you can preach the gospel for another 70 days. Amen. You don't just stand there and just say, okay, I don't care, I'll be arrested and become a martyr. No, actually, yeah, I'm not saying to hide in the woods, but what I'm saying is, yeah, you should try to avoid being killed. You shouldn't just stand there and let yourself get killed, because there's people you can get saved during the Great Tribulation. As we've saw on Wednesdays, what we've seen is this, that even during the beginning of sorrows, there's a place prepared in the wilderness. Yeah, we're going to be on the run from governments that want to kill us, no matter where we live. That's the way it's going to be. They're going to organize into this system, and even more so after the abomination of desolation. And yeah, you don't just stand there saying, just take me and kill me. No, you try to escape from the police that are going to kill you. That's not being watered down. That's being wise, okay? And look, I think if we really think about it, I don't believe during the Great Tribulation we're going to be going door-to-door soul winning. I don't believe we're going to be meeting for church. I believe we're going to be running for our lives and be given opportunities by God to preach the gospel. So this idea, well, if you're not taking a stand now against this government, during the end times you're not going to take a stand. That's not what the end times is going to be like. We just saw in Mark 13 and Matthew 10 to be wise as serpents, beware of men. And yes, the Bible's saying be careful. Don't try to get your head chopped off. Don't be watered. He's not saying to be watered down, but what he's saying is, yeah, you know what? You should try to avoid being killed because of the fact you want to preach the gospel. And look, when you study that out in Matthew 10, it's referring to the end times, because that whole passage is parallel to Mark chapter 13. And that phrase, and if you don't think that's about the end times, I guess my question to you would be, what does it mean by he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved? Because I have an easy answer to that. Yeah, if you endure through the Great Tribulation, you're going to be raptured. It will spare you from physically being killed. Okay? That's what the Bible is saying. So look, during the end times, the determination of whether or not you're going to serve God or not is, have you been serving God your whole life? Okay, look, I've been soul winning since I was 19 years old. I'm 35 years old now. That's over 15 years, okay? Pastor Jimenez has been soul winning probably since before he was saved, all right? His entire life. I mean, when he was in the womb, he wasn't even born, and he was soul winning. I mean, Pastor Anderson's been soul winning for 20 years, okay? The idea, well, you're just not going to serve God, you're watered down. I don't really see a biblical basis for that, especially as you're trying to link it to the end times, because that just doesn't hold water when in the end times it says, beware of men, be wise as serpents, they're going to deliver you up. Now, what he does say is that you will end up getting delivered up. If you avoid it, you know, and try to preach the gospel, you still could get arrested. Absolutely. There will be many people that will be martyred, as it mentions in the book of Revelation, with, you know, in the fifth seal in Revelation chapter 6. Yes, people are going to be martyred, but it doesn't mean you should try to be martyred. Look, if the government says that if you show up at this building for your, you know, 10 a.m. service, and we will kill every single person that shows up, and there's 50 people waiting with a shotgun, you know what? It's probably not the wisest thing to me. And during the end times, that's what it's going to be like. Now, if you want to die in that battlefield because it's more hardcore, you go for it, okay? But I don't believe that's what you see in the Bible with the end times. What I see is people are going to be on the run for their lives, and yeah, we're expected to preach the gospel, but it's going to be more chaotic than just organizing and then having lunch after a couple hours of soul winning. No, it's kind of every man for himself sort of thing. That's the way it's going to be during the end times. And I personally believe it's really hard to even kind of tell what it's going to be like unless we're actually there. But look, you know, according to the Bible, you should be wise as serpents in reference to the end times as well. Matthew 10, verse 23. Hey, say, well, I still don't think this is referring to the end times. Well, Matthew 10, verse 23, I think case closed in this verse. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into another. For verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Jerusalem till the Son of Man be come. What's that referring to? I believe it's referring to the rapture. What's verse 22 referring to? Enduring to the end. I believe it's referring to enduring through the great tribulation. You're going to be saved as enraptured, and you won't physically be killed. What did it say in verse 23? If they persecute you in this city, just stay there and die on the battlefield. Is that what it said in verse 23? That's more hardcore. Is that what it says? No, it says flee ye into another. And fleeing means you're running for your life like you're scared, like the government's going to kill you. Because you know what? That is what we're going to be doing during the end times. It's like, and look, if you want to just say, well, I'm just going to stay in this city where they're going to kill me and just not preach the gospel for the last, you know, couple months before the rapture, then I guess that's up to you. But I would say this, that that's not biblical. It's actually the wrong choice. Actually being wiser and less hardcore is a better choice according to Matthew 10 verses 22 and 23. Now,